Chapter 26. Cannot get rid of me. What follows? Apostrophe, shame and misery, apostrophe the bride bitterly replies. I don't know. A mutual understanding follows, and I think it may carry us through. Here I split my discourse, give me your arm, Sophronia, into three heads, to make it shorter and plainer. Firstly, it's enough to have been done, without the mortification of being known to have been done. So we agree to keep the fact to ourselves. You agree? Apostrophe, if it is possible, I do. Apostrophe, possible. We have pretended well enough to one another. Can we, united, pretend to the world? Agreed. Secondly, we owe the Veneerings a grudge, and we owe all other people the grudge of wishing them to be taken in, as we ourselves have been taken in. Agreed? Apostrophe, apostrophe, yes. Agreed. Apostrophe, we come smoothly to thirdly. You have called me an adventurer, Sophronia. So I am. In plain uncomplimentary English, so I am. So are you, my dear. So are many people. We agree to keep our own secret, and to work together in furtherance of our own schemes. Apostrophe, what schemes? Apostrophe, apostrophe, any scheme that will bring us money. By our own schemes, I mean our joint interest. Agreed? Apostrophe, she answers, after a little hesitation, I suppose so. Agreed. Apostrophe, carried at once, you see. Now, Sophronia, only half a dozen words more. We know one another perfectly. Don't be tempted into twitting me with the past knowledge that you have of me, because it is identical with the past knowledge that I have of you, and in twitting me, you twit yourself, and I don't want to hear you do it. With this good understanding established between us, it is better never done. To wind up all, you have shown temper today, Sophronia. Don't be betrayed into doing so again, because I have a devil of a temper myself. Apostrophe, so, the happy pair, with this hopeful marriage contract thus signed, sealed, and delivered, repair homeward. If, when those infernal finger marks were on the white and breathless countenance of Alfred Lammel Esquire, they denoted that he conceived the purpose of subduing his dear wife Mrs. Alfred Lammel, by at once divesting her of any lingering reality or pretense of self-respect, the purpose would seem to have been presently executed. The mature young lady has mighty little need of powder now, for her downcast face, as he escorts her in the light of the setting sun to their abode of bliss. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.